Time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest this morning, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing good. Things are looking up.
Yeah, good to talk with you. Speaking of that, Don, as we get started, what's the latest as far as COVID-19 and how it's affecting you and everything at Evergreen?
Well, we've been carrying on with our services as scheduled, albeit with, you know, but smaller crowds, but we've been Zoom broadcasting our interment services. So we're getting through it just okay.
All right. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust, my guest this morning on Ask the Expert. Don, a recent newspaper article discussed having necessary conversations with our loved ones in light of the illness and death brought on by COVID-19. Now, Don, what resources does Evergreen Memorial Trust Properties offer to assist folks with those preparations?
Right. This is an article that was in the Sunday Roanoke Times by Elizabeth Wellington talking about having our affairs in order, and that goes along with what we do. You know, it's never easy to confront ours or our loved one's death in the best of times, but the COVID-19 makes it really clear that we don't want to burden our loved ones when they're grieving. So we believe that decisions made will unburden us. So we offer a free planning guide that will help. Not having our wishes or arrangements leaves our family in turmoil. And, you know, open and honest discussions, you know, like our talk of a lifetime that we've been discussing, it just helps with our final wishes, and it takes care of our loved ones, but it also takes care of us when we have those discussions. So Our planning guide lists people that are important to us and where important documents are located. So we'd be happy to share this article or share a planning guide for anyone that would give us a call or visit us on the web and request it.
Okay. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust, guest today on Ask the Expert. Don, I understand you had a tree walking tour this past Sunday. What was that all about? And if you would, tell our listeners how it went.
Yeah, this past weekend was Arbor Day, and in past years we've had a tree walking tour. You know, Evergreen Burial Park is recognized as a one-leaf arboretum by the Morton Arboretum folks in Chicago. So we did a walking tour of our trees, and we divided the gathering into four groups, and we social distanced and wore masks. And we took in the beauty of the Red Horse Chestnut Tree. It's at our east gate, and folks need to come through our gates. They can drive through, and you can't miss it. It's just beautiful right now. But we did a walking tour, and it was, you know, well received. We had 40 folks, so it was a nice day. And if you didn't get to come and would like one of the walking tour booklets, you can stop by our office or call us and request one.
And Don, before I let you go this morning, how can our listeners reach out to you if they like one of the planning guides you talked about, or maybe a walking information on walking tours? How can they reach you?
Sure. Sure. On the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com or call our main office at 342-2593.
Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Stay safe until we talk again here in a couple of weeks.
You too, Joey. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.